Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamid Vav. We begin Be'ezus Hashem with the Mishnah on Kuf Lamid Vav, Amin Aleph, HaKlisiv Nechasv Labanov Tzarech Sheyichtev Me'ayimu La'achar Misa Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person wants to give a matana that should be Chal La'achar Misa, he needs to include the word Me'ayim in order to make it Bichal. And even the Rabbi Yossi Omer Einei Tzarech, but the Gemara explains that that's only because Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you don't write Mehayim, but there's an implication of Mehayim. Zman Yishol Shtar Mechiyach Olav, so the Zman implies that it should be Chal Mehayim. But if there wouldn't be anything implying Mehayim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both agree in Lamdas that if you try to make the Matana Bichal La'achar Misa, it wouldn't be Chal. And as Rashi explains, the Rashbam explains, the Rashbam on the Mishnah, De'in Matana La'achar Misa. The seed of this Mishnah, of the problem that the Mishnah is coming to address, is that Ein Matana La'achar Misa. And so Rabbi Akiva Eger and many other Achrenim are bothered by Akasha. So what was accomplished by adding the word Mehayoyim, or by saying Zman Yishol Shtar Mechiyach Olav, which the Gemara explains that the reason why this makes it better is because it means Guf Fokani Mehayoyim Uperi La'achar Misa. So Sif Kol Sif, you're still trying to be Machna something La'achar Misa. The Peril, you're being Machna La'achar Misa. Good, the goof, you're being makna mehayoyim, but the peiris, you're being makna la'achar misa. So on the kinyan of the peiris, we should have the same kasha, that ain't kinyan la'achar misa. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Shas HaTshuvas Chelik Beis, Simen Peches, says that avad, when a person is makna the goof mehayoyim and the peiris la'achar misa, it's not the pshat that he's being makna two different things at two different times, and the kinyan of the peiris should erish bichal la'achar misa. Really, he's making a complete kinyan, a kinyan gomer, a matana gemura of the whole sadeh, with everything the chalasher bayi right now. But he's being mishayer in the matana, that the zchus to eat the peiris that grow while I'm alive, I'm being mishayer from the matana. Once he dies, now those peiris are gone, so he doesn't need to be makna anything. He was already makna, the peiris of la'achar misa. He was already makna all of the peiris. Just, he was mishayer, some peiris. Once he dies, so now we're up to the peiris that he wasn't mishayer. It's as if there's really a matana and a counter matana, as if he gave the makabel the whole sada, and then the makabel gave him back some peiris. But the peiris that the makabel didn't give him back, in other words, the peiris that he wasn't mishayer, so those belong to the makabel. Rabbi Kiveger says that even though that's not the Pashut reading of the Mishnah, but it's muchach that you have to learn the Mishnah that way, because otherwise you'd have the same problem, legabe the Kenyan Peiris, of Ein Matana La'achar Misa. In that same tshuva, Rabbi Kiveger says that he was writing about this with his chaver, the machaber of the Beis Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Posner, who was a close friend, an older friend of Rabbi Kiveger. And he says that the Beis Meir wrote back to him that he disagreed, that he didn't want to learn that the Mishnah really means, that our Gemara means that there's a shear in the Kinyan, because the Mishnah doesn't say anything about a shear in the Kinyan of Adah. That's not the partial reading of the Mishnah. And also the Beis Meir Tainid, he'd have a kasha if you'd want to learn that it's working with a shear. Because if he's being Mishayer the Peiris, which we said before, it's as if the Makabel was giving him back a matana of the Peiris. He said, but you can't be makna just stam the peiris. I mean, the peiris that are on the tree right now, you can be makna. But if he wants to be makna back, or if he wants to be mishayer for himself, all of the peiris that are going to grow for the rest of his life, so isn't that a devar shalai b'la'ilam? Elamai, so the way that you'd have to do it is to say that he's mishayer not just the peiris, but he's mishayer the karka, the goof of the karka, in the peiris that it's going to grow. So it was the Beis Meir Tainid, if there's a shear here on the Kenyan peiris, it's being mishayer the goof and the peiris. So what's he giving now? So therefore the Beis Meir said he's not maskim to learn that the Pshat and the Mishnah is Mishum Shir, and therefore he said that La'ilam the Kinyan Peiris, he's taka being Machna La'achar Misa. The Rashbam wrote, Ein Matana La'achar Misa. He says that for that it helps, that the Kinyan on the Sada already began Mechayim. That which we say, the Ein Kinyan La'achar Misa, that means to start a Kinyan that hadn't begun yet, and the whole thing should take place la'achar misa, that can't work. But a kinyan that was already begun mechayim, and you just want the gemar of the kinyan to be chal la'achar misa, that on that there's no chasarin of ein matana la'achar misa. In the tshuva over there, Rabbi Kivager brings down two rounds of dialogue, what he wrote back to the base mayor and then what the base mayor wrote back to him. But this is the Iker Nekudas HaMachleik, is that according to Rabbi Kivager, the Pshah and the Mishnah is that he's giving him a ton of gemurah on the guf and the peris, and he's just being Meshayah for himself, the peris, the Mechayim. And according to the base mayor, there's a real Hakna La'achar Misa, because once the Kinyan HaGuf was Chal Mechayim, so the Kinyan peris is just a gemar. A gemara of a matana can be chal lachamisa. People are ma'iru that the lashon of the Rashbam, when the Rashbam says la'achamisa tehei nigmeres hamatana, is mashma more like the base mayor, that the once the kinyan starts mechayim, so the gemara of the kinyan could take place lachamisa. Rabbi Chanan Vassaman and Kovit Shiurim in Eis Tuf Samach Beis has a third teretz to this kasha of how could the Kinyan Peris be Chal Achar Misa? Why isn't that Seif Kol Seif a problem of Ima Tana Achar Misa? And he uses the Yisoid that we said over earlier when we were learning maybe Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We were talking about the Sugya of Acharecha, and we said over a Yisoid from Reb Shimon Shkop in the Mareches HaKinyanim that Reb Shimon Shkop said that just like the Bailas on a Sada could be divided according to the area, that the east side should belong to Reuven and the west side should belong to Shimon, a bailas could also be neschalik, could be divided according to times. That the today of the field could belong to one person and the tomorrow of the field could belong to somebody else. And back then we explained this a little bit more about Richus. And Rabbi Chanan, he says over here, Be'erech, the same Yisoid, and he says that that's what's taking place. When a person is makna the guf mehayom and the peres lachar misa, he doesn't mean that the kinyan on the peres should be chal lachar misa. He's being makna right now the kinyan, the bailas lagabe the peiris la'achamisa, so that it's, he says it's as if there's shutfim in the field, that the first person, the nisein, he owns the hayoim of the field, and the makabel, he owns from today, he owns the la'achamisa of the field. Lagabe the zman of the la'achamisa, he's the bailam already today. Rabbi Chanan says, and that's the, now Rabbi Chanan doesn't address, so why can't you do that without a guf mehayom and peris lachamisa? Just say, I want to be makna to the field lachamisa, but I'm being makna to you that it should be chal from today that you're that you're making you the bailam today on the zman lachamisa. But apparently, Rav Chanan held, he's not mevara fully, but apparently he held that to say that stamazai that we would say has no verita. That's just called you being makna something lachamisa. But when you say that it's the guf mehayom and the peris lachamisa, so that means you're dividing up the bailas of the field in a real way. By giving him the guf mehayom, that means that I'm making him the bailam from today on the peris lachamisa, and that's why it's able to be chal, because la'olam, the whole chalais of the kinyan is from today. Let's go on now to the seif of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that once you have this matzav, where the peris belong to the av and the guf belong to the bain, so the Mishnah says, Ha'av ini yachalimkar, and ha'bein ini yachalimkar. But the Mishnah, Pasha Pshat on the Mishnah, is a little bit hard to understand. Because first the Mishnah says, Ha'av ini yachalimkar, and the ben ini yachalimkar, that they're not able to sell it. And then a line later, the Mishnah says, Machar av machurim, ad sheyomus, which sounds like they are able to sell it. If the father sells it, it works. Avad only for the payers, because that's what he has. If a machar abein, then it works. Lagabi the guf, and the keich gets it when the father dies. We just said a moment ago that they're not able to sell it. So the Rashbam addresses this. The Rashbam on this part of the Mishnah is at the bottom of the Amud. But the Rashbam, Sai in the Dibra Maschal Ha'av in Yachalim Kar, and Sai in the Dibra Maschal Ha'bein in Yachalim Kar, the Rashbam adds the word Ligamri, meaning to say that when the Mishnah first says that Ha'av in Yachalim Ha'bein in Yachalim means to sell Ligamri. And then when the Mishnah goes on to say that if they sell it, it works, it means Ligabri, that Kinyan that they had. If the Av wants to sell the Kinyan Ha'peiris, he's able. If the Ben wants to sell the Kinyan Ha'guf, he's able. But each one is just not able if he wants to sell Ligamri. But the Rambam learned differently in the In Yechalim and In Machar. The Rambam learned that there's a real Lechatchila and Bediyevet over here. When the Rambam in Parak Yud Beis, Halach Yud Gimel, Hilchas Chiyum Matana, brings down the din of our Mishnah, the Rambam first, he brings down what it says first, that Ha'av Ini Yechalim Kar, Ben Ini Yechalim Kar, and then he's Moisif a word. Im Ovar Ha'av. Umachar Mukhurin Ad Sheyamos, and Im Ovar Habein Umachar in Lekeich Bam Klum Ad Sheyamos Ha'av. He adds the words Im Ovar. The Bach is Medayik. The Bach is in Simeration of Zion. That's where the Mishnah is brought down in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach is medayik from this lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam learned that when the Mishnah says ha'av eini yachalim kar, ha'bein eini yachalim kar, it means that he's not allowed. It means that we don't let the father sell this chus that he has. Not like the Rashbam said that eini yachalim kar means legamri, but avad the kinyan peiros he's able to sell. No, when it says eini yachalim kar, it means that he's really not supposed to sell even the kinyan peiros. But imachar mechurin ad sheyamos, meaning, but if he sells the kinyan peiros, but the yevet, it's going to be chal. So the Bach is medayik and the Rambam learns that lechatchilu we don't allow either one, the Baal HaGuf or the Baal HaPeiros, to sell what they have since they don't have the entire kinyan. So why takanat? So the Bach tries to be mazbrit, and there's two chalakim. That which the Mishnah doesn't allow, according to the Rambam, for the Av to sell his kinyan Peiros. So the Bach says that we have, has a very nice pshat. Because he compares it to the inyan of mazik shibudei shel chaveiroi, that since this field entirely is supposed to go to the son after the father dies, so now that it's in the hands of the father, so the son is going to have easy access to it. The father's going to die, and then he's going to take the field. If the father goes and sells it to somebody else, and now avada, once the father dies, it's supposed to go to the son, but now the son is going to have to deal with that lekeach. What if that lekeach is a difficult person? What if the lekeach doesn't give it up so easily? So since he may be making it more difficult for the son to get the field, which he's entitled to, after the father dies, so it could be compared to a mazik shibudei shel chaveiroi, and therefore the Chachamim didn't allow the Av to sell his kinyan peiros to somebody else. But the other half is more difficult. But it says that habein eini yachalim kar, which means that the son, we don't allow the son to sell his kinyan aguf, even though that doesn't affect the father at all. The father eats the peiros. After the father dies, it's supposed to go to the ben. If the son sells it, so now it's going to go to somebody else. What does the father care? So the Bach says his lashon is shema loynicha le'la'av. Maybe the father wouldn't be happy shehabein yimker b'chayav la'achirim ma'shenos alay b'matana. It seems that the Bach means some kind of a sentimental svara, that if a father gives a gift to his son, so he'd like for the son to keep it. He's looking forward to this field going on to his son after he dies. Most people have nachas ruach from thinking that their property is going to continue in the family. And so if the son goes and sells it, the father wouldn't be happy with that. Now, of course, ordinarily, if somebody sells me something, so I'm allowed to do what I want with it. And even though he may not be happy with what I do with it, that doesn't make it also for me to do it. But over here, apparently, the Rambam held, is what the Bach is suggesting, that since the father retained a partial bailus, a kinyan peiros in the field, that gives him this zechus, that something that there's an umduna that he wouldn't want me to do, he has the koyach al kopanim lechachila to be ma'akib, which is a very big chiddush. Al kopanim, the pshat in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rambam. According to the Rashbam, there's nothing wrong with each one selling the chelik that he has. The Mishnah is just saying that they're not able to sell it legamri. According to the Rambam, there is something wrong. And the Meisen, Shulchan Aruch, and some Rishon Zion, the Mechaber goes straight with the Lashon of the Rambam. So the Halacha, we talk to learn Pshan in this Mishnah, not like you'd learn learning the Gemara with the Rashbam. We talk a whole that the Av and the Bein are both Eina Yochel Limgar, meaning that it's not allowed for them to sell it.
There's one more Inyan I want to talk about on the Mishnah, which the Ritva is Mo'irer, where it says at the end of the Mishnah, Machar Av Mechurim Ad Sheyamos. The father sells the field. The father only had a kinyan peiros, but he sold the field. We say the Mechar is Chal, the Keach is Zeicha in the kinyan peiros until the father dies. Frek the Ritva, but isn't it a Mechach Tos? The Keach thinks that he's buying a field. Turns out that the person that sold it to him doesn't really own the field. All he owns is a kinyan peiros in the field. So Zog the Ritva. The Ritva says that Avada, if the Keach wants to tain a Mechach Tos, he could tie in a mekach tos, and then the mecher is off. When the Mishnah says mechurim, it means im yirtze lekeach. If the lekeach wants to be mekayim the mecher, then he can be mekayim the mecher. The Mishnah Melech brings down the Ritva. The Mishnah Melech is on the Rambam over here in Hilchos Achim Atana Yud Beis Gimel. The Mishnah Melech brings down this Ritva, and the Mishnah Melech says that there's a big chiddush in this Ritva. Avada, the chiddush is not what the Ritva says, that the lekeach could tie in a mekach tos if he wants. Avada, that's poshut. But the chiddush is that if the lekeach wants to be mekayim the mekach, it's kayim. Zog the Mishnah Melech, one could have learned the pshat in the Mishnah that if the lekeach didn't know that the Meicher only had a Kinyan Peiris, the Mekach is Batal Me'elov. And even if the Lekech wants to keep it, the Meicher could back out. And the Mishnah, one could have learned, is only talking about where the Meicher, where the Av, when he sold it, he told the Lekech that I only have a Kinyan Peiris, I'm only selling you a Kinyan Peiris. Then it's a very good Mecher on a Kinyan Peiris. But if he made believe he was selling a whole field, and it turned out he only had a Kinyan Peiris, so the Ritva says that it's just a Tainas Mekach Tos, which is Biyad Lekeach, to decide whether to Taina or not to Taina. One could have learned that the whole Mekach is Batal Me'elav. And Zakhtal Mishnah Malach, and that's Taka the Shita of the Rashba. Even though the Rashba over here on our mission doesn't say anything about it, but there's a Rashba back on Daf Mem Tes, which is brought down, the Achrenim don't bring it from the Rashba, from his Chidushim on Daf Mem Tes, but they bring it from the Magid Mishnah. In Perek Lamed of Hilchas Mechira, Halachi Gimel, the Magid Mishnah over there, brings down a Rashba, Legabi Abal B'Nechsei Ishtai, which also is a Kinyan Peiris, just the same kind of relationship that we have between the Av and the Bain in our Mishnah. Abal B'Nechsei Ishtai has a Kinyan Peiris, the Isha and the Nechsei Malug has a Kinyan Aguf, and the Baal is Echen in Kinyan Peiris. And if the Baal sells the Nechsei Ishtai, the Rashba says that the Mekach is Batal. Meaning that even if the Lekech wants to maintain the Mekach, but the Meicher doesn't have to go through with it. Because the Mekach is Batal, because he sold something that he doesn't have. Hazak the Mishnah Melech, it's a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. When somebody who has only a Kinyan Peiris sells its Dam, according to the Ritva, it's a Mekach, unless the Lekech wants the Taina Mekach Tos. According to the Rashba, the whole Mekach is not Chal altogether. But then the Mishnah Melech is Ma'ir. That really the Das HaRashba itself is not so clear because there's a steer in the Rashba Mineyube. Or not Mineyube, but there's a steer from another Rashba. Because the Rashba in Kedushin, it's brought down in the Ran in the second paragraph of Kedushin, the Ran quotes from the Rashba that if somebody sells a field, somebody stole half a field, meaning there's a large field, somebody owns the east side of the field, and then he kicks out the owner of the west side and he conquers that part of the field and he sells it. He sells it to a Lekech, making him believe that the whole field is his. So the Ran quotes the Rashba that then when we discover that really half the field didn't belong to him, but the half that wasn't really his to sell, avada the Mekach's bottle. But the half that was his to sell, the Mekach is a good Mekach, the Lekech is in that half of the field. Because, and as the Rashba says, because we don't say that a Mekach Shabbatal Miksas Shabbatal Kulay. Mainly, even though the Miksas that turned out to be stolen, that turned out not to be his, is Batal. But the other half is Kayim. We don't say that because half is Batal, so the whole thing should also be Batal. So, in fact, the Mishnah Melech is a Styrian Rashba, because over here, or Abal B'Nechse Ishtai, where he has a Kinyan Peiris, but he doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf. And he sold the field as if he has the whole thing. And the Rashba says the whole Mekach is Batal, even though the Kinyan Peiris really was his to sell. But since the Kinyan Aguf wasn't his to sell, so the Mekach is Batal Lagabi the Kinyan Aguf. So the Rashba seems to be following alumnus of Mekach Shabatal Miksase Batal Kuloi. And therefore he says the whole thing is in Gansan Batal. But over there, Lagabi the field that was half stolen, over there the Rashba says that we don't say Mekach Shabatal Miksase Batal Kuloi. So the Mishnah Melech Taina is that Lachir is a stira in the Rashba. Ayin Shom, the Mishnah Melech says, the Mishnah Melech has svaras both from Miyashev, the Stira in the Rashba, and also he suggests a possibility to be Miyashev, the Rashba, with our Ritva, Ayin Shom. But what I want to share is that the Avnei Miluim in Simen Tzadi, Ois Chav Gimel, he addresses this Stira in the Rashba, and he says that really it's not a Stira at all, because there's a tremendous difference between the relationship between the east side of the field and the west side of the field, and the relationship between the Kinyan HaPeiris and the Kinyan HaGuf. When somebody owns the east side and he doesn't own the west side, and he makes believe he owns the whole thing, so there, about the part that he owned, he's completely a bayon to sell. There's nothing wrong with that mechira. The only tzad to be mevatel the mekach would be if you would make up a lamdus that mekach shabatel mekach shabatel kula. Zok the Rashba, there's no such thing. We don't say mekach shabatel mekach shabatel kula. But when you're talking about a Baal B'Nechse Ishtai, or the Av over here in our Mishnah, somebody has only a Kinyan Peiris, and he sold the field Stam. So over there, the reason why the Rashba would hold that the Mekach is in Gansan Batal is not because mekach shabatul maksasik batul kulay. But because what you want to be, what the Ritva says, like mekach is kayim for, dahainu akinim peiris, he never sold that at all. Because when a person sells, when a person has a field entirely, when a person is in gantan abaylam on a field, and then he sells the field to a second person, it's not the pshat that he's selling the kinyan aguf, and he's also selling the kinyan peiris. He's selling the field. The other person, he buys the field, which means really the kinyan aguf. That's really what the transaction is about. He's selling the kinyan aguf. The lekeach buys the kinyan aguf. Memela, since he owns the field, so the peiris that grow from the field belong to him. Because the peiris grow from his field. He's the bailam on the field, so the peiris are his. There isn't any separate kinyan that's done on the peiris. If we're not dividing, in a case where it's one owner on the field, and the peiris aren't divided from the kinyan aguf, so the whole mekach is just on the kinyan aguf. And then, if it turns out that he didn't really own the kinyan aguf, so he didn't sell him anything. I let the mekach be kayim on the kinyan peiris. The Rashba holds that since he didn't say he's selling a kinyan peiris, he just said he's selling a field. So the kinyan peiris is something else. He was selling a field from which the peiris would belong to the lekeach memela because they grow out of the karka. And it turned out he wasn't really selling the karka. So memela, there's nothing that he could be selling. So that's bechalal not a stira to the Rashba in Kedushin, where he says that even if half the mekach is bottled, the other half could still be kayim. Avad, if there's two sides of a field and each one could be sold independently, when he sells the whole thing, so he's selling the right side and the left side, the east side and the west side. So if it turned out that one was bottled, but the other one was not bottled. But over here, dafk over here, the Rashba holds that even though it's bottled mekzasai, meaning it's the Rashba holds rather that once it's bottled, legabe, the kinyan aguf, the whole thing is bottled because the kinyan peiris. To sell a kinyan peiris, that's a ganzen and under a heftza, and that's not what he's selling when he sells a field stam. Abulamaisa, the Ritva holds, like we said before, that the mekach could be kayim. The Avni Miluim does not talk about the Ritva. He just says that according to the Rashba, the mekach over here in our Mishnah would be batal. He brings down to the Mishnah Malach, asks the stira in the Rashba, and he answers the stira in the Rashba. But the Ritva, the Maisa, argues with the Rashba and holds that the mekach is kayim even over here in our field. Meaning because he apparently holds that, let's say in a case where the Mishnah says that the mekach is for sure kayim, let's say where the father speaks out that he's just selling, that all he has is a kinyan peiris. But even there, he's not just selling the peiris. You can't sell the peiris, the peiris are a davar shelo b'yoylam. There it says he's selling the guf le'inyan that the peiris that come out of it should belong to the lekeach. Which means that what he's selling, the kinyan peiris that he means to be selling, is not so different than the zchus and the peiris that you sell when you sell a whole field. Like the Avni Miluim said that when you sell a whole field in Gansin, so you're just selling the field, and the peiris will belong to him memela. When you sell a kinyan peiris by itself, it's not so different, because over there also, you're not just selling the peiris. You're selling the guf le'inyan that the peiris should belong to. Mela, the Ritva holds that over here also it's shaykh to say that even though the kinyan aguf wasn't his to sell, so it's batul l'gabi that, but it could still be kayim l'gabi the kinyan peiris. But l'chaparim, the Rashba doesn't make that chilek, but he says like the Avni Miluim was mazbir, that since the kinyan peiris is not something that you're selling, is something separate from what you sell when you sell the whole field. Mamela, if the person made believe he was selling the whole field, the mekach can't be kayim at all, regardless of the kinyan peiris. Let's go on now to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a maisa with Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, who are visiting Rabbi Bar Avua. And it comes out from the maisa, two things. That the tam for Rabbi Yasi, the reason why he says in the Mishnah that you don't need the word mehayoyim is because zmanu shel shtar mechiyach halav. That's what Rav Huna explained it to Rav Nachman. And also that the halacha is like Rav Yasi, that zmanu shel shtar mechiyach halav. That's what Rabbi Bar Avua said in the name of Rav. So the Rashbam over here brings down that there's a stira, and all the Rishonim are ma'ir of the stira, whether they talk about it here or they talk about it in Gittin, but all of the Rishonim are ma'ir. That whereas our Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yasi, that Zman Shal Shtar Mechiyach Halav, over there in Gittin Daf Pehei, Askin Rav Begittin, that Rav was Mesakin, that you should include in the Nusach of the Get, Min Yayim Adinan, that you should say that it should be Chal Mehayoyim, La Fuki Mid Rabbi Yasi, Dam Zman Shal Shtar Mechiyach Halav. The Gemara over there is saying, B'Shem Rav,
that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. He made a takana la'afuki from Rabbi Yosi. And over here, again, it's the same Rav. Rav says, Rav Ravu says in the name of Rav, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So Rashi already, in Gittin Daf Pei, hey, Rashi is Ma'ir the Kasha. And Rashi says that when it says in that Gemara la'afuki midu Rabbi Yosi, it didn't really mean la'afuki midu Rabbi Yosi to show that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. But it meant la'afuki nafshin mi plukta. It meant that we don't want to get to have a situation that's totally in a machlekes tanayim, because what if it'll come to a basin one time that thinks that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, and that basin would say then that the get wasn't chal, and as Rashi says, the layetze shem psul amishpachas Yisrael, we want to take precautions to prevent that it should never come out of shame, psul, or even a reputation or a rumor of a psul and a mishpachas Yisrael. So therefore, Rav said that even though he doesn't really hold that you need a mehayim, but so as not to be relying on the shita of Rabbi Yosi, he said that you should include the lashon of mehayim. That's Rashi's teretz, and the emphasis then in the Rashbam over here, the Rashbam is a little bit tricky. There is a lashon in the Rashbam which seems to be saying over the teretz of Rashi. Take a look in the Rashbam, in the sixth wide line, the Rashbam says, L'rav v'chid milsa mishum chumru d'arayis, which sounds like it means that the takana in Gittin Daf Pehe was not me'ikir adin, but it was just an extra precaution so that there shouldn't be any questions about the kashrus of the get. The trouble is that the Rashbam is difficult to read, because the Rashbam, in the words right before that, and also in the following line, seems to say a different part. The Rashbam gives a teretz that get isha ha'il ve'im boi dvar kinyan, that there's a chiluk between a shtari mamonis and get isha. Shtari mamonis is ma'an shal shtar mechir alav, because it has a kinyan. Like the Rashbam says in the following line, aval gabi ma'amayna halacha k'rab yasi b'shtar sheyesh boi kinyan, but a get isha ha'il ve'im boi dvar kinyan. The Rashash points out that although in the Rashbam, the way it's written, it sounds like he's saying one reason. He just goes back and forth from the verta of Ein by Dvar Kinyan to the words of Rav Chida Mulsa Mishum Chumra Darayis back to the word Shtar Sheish by Kinyan. But the Rashash says maybe there's a word missing in the Rashbam, but L'chiri, they're two totally separate reasons. And he says that if you take a look in the Rush brings it down as two reasons. He says of a Oid or of a Gam, the Rush says that there's two Terutzim. One Terutz is that Rav and Mesachas Gittin never really meant to be paskening like Rabbi Yosi. He just was being chayshish for Rabbi Yosi mishum chumr da'arayis, chumr da'ishashish. And v'oid, and another possibility, is that Rav holds there's a chilik between mamonis and Gittin. Because by mamonis, sheyesh by dvar kinyan, over there we say zmanu shal shtar mechir chalav, but by get isha v'hoyil v'im by dvar kinyan, over there the zmanu shal shtar is not mechir chalav. But what's not clear, say in the Rashbam and say in the Rush, and for that matter also in the Rashash, who gives this Haysaf Hasbir to the Rashbam, but none of them really explain what's meant by this Svara. Some of the Rishonim seem to be saying that there's a chiluk between Mamonis and Gittin, that Dafka by Mamonis, Manshal Shtar Mechir Chalav, because it's Yesh by Kinyan, but why does that make it stronger, a stronger makam to say that this man, that reigning is man, makes it like Mehayoyim? Why are we more inclined to say that you mean mehayoyim because there's a kinyan in the shtar? So, I don't know for sure what the Rishonim mean, but one possibility, maybe, is like the Gemara said earlier, when the Gemara asked, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, the Gemara said, what does it help to say to speak out mehayoyim? I, by Gittin, it didn't help. And the Gemara answers, because by Gittin, the Lashon Mehayim Malachar Misa could mean all sorts of things. It's not clear what it means. It might be a Tanai, it might be a Chazar. But over here, we have a simpler explanation. Since a Kinyan is Nitan Heschalik between the Guf and the Peiris, so then it means Guf Mehayim and Peiris Lachar Misa. And the Gemara was saying that Lagabe, when one speaks out, the Mehayim Lachar Misa. But maybe that's also a Svara Lagabe using a Lashon that doesn't really speak it out, but how much are we inclined to think that that's what you really mean? Meaning, to say that just writing the date should be taken as a mehayoyim. So when is it ever sheyesh by kinyan? Meaning, that you're being makna a field which has a guf and a peiris. So then, since if it taka means mehayoyim, we'd have a simple understanding of what you mean. You mean guf mehayoyim, a peiris lachamisa. So then we'll say that it means mehayoyim, that the zman means hayoyim. that even if you would say hayoyim, it's not a geshmak and nusach to say, well, what do you mean mehayoyim? Mehayoyim or lachamisa? So is it mehayoyim or is it lachamisa? So it might be a tanai, it might be a chazar. We don't really know what it means. We don't have a good reading in it. So it's bad enough when you actually say it. We have to figure out what it means. But when you don't say, you just write a shtar, you just write a zman, we're not going to say, oh, the zman must mean mehayoyim, since anyway mehayoyim doesn't have a good pshat. That may be the pshat and what the Rashbam and the Rush mean. It's a little bit chaser in their words. They say because the shtar is yesh by kinyan. They don't say because it has a guf and it has peiris. But maybe that's what it means, because since it's yesh by kinyan, so it's nitan leschalak between guf and peiris. Akaparim, these are so far two mahalchim in the Rishonim. One mahalach is to say that the whole Gemara in Gittin is only the Rav Chaim Milsim Mishum Chumra Deishas Ish. And the second mahalach is that there's taka chilik between Gittin and Shtari Mamun. In the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik. It's not Mefurish in the Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Parak Ches of Hilchas Gerishin, the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik that the Rambam taka holds. Like this second Shita that we said, that the halacha, that there's a chilik me'ikir adin, that only by Shtari Mamun we say Zman Shal Shtar Mechir Chalav, but by Gittin we paskin that it's not Zman Shal Shtar Mechir Chalav, and he's Medayik in the Rambam that it's really me'ikir adin, even is even makel like Rabbi Yehuda. Ayin Sham, it's Negei in a case where there was a Tanai and the person dies before the Tanai was Mekuyim. It comes out that's even Negei Lekula to Paskin that the Zman Shel Shtar is not Mechir Chalav. And the Rambam Taka Paskins that by getting the Zman Shel Shtar is not Mechir Chalav. But in the Hezbra Davar, the Kesef Mishnah says, not like the Rashbam and the Rosh, that it's different because only by Mammon where it's Yesh B'Kinyan over there, we say Zman Shel Shtar Mechir Chalav. The Kesef Mishnah says something else. He says, if you take a look in the Rashbam, over here he quotes it from the Rashi in Gittin, but we also have it right here in the Rashbam. The Rashbam, B'Dibur Maschum Mechir Chalav, he says, what's Taka the Lomdus of Rabbi Yossi? Why is Zman Shel Shtar Mechir Chalav? A person writes a shtar. Why does that mean that he wants... A person writes a Zman. Why does that mean that he wants it to be Chal from Mehayoyim? Look, the Rashbam, di'i loy teima hachi, zman shenichtav b'shtar, b'chinam nichtav. Because he wrote his man, if he doesn't mean that it's shvichal from that zman, what did he write it for? Like, we would have a kasha on the Baal HaShtar, what did he write it for? What did he write his man for? It must be that he meant for the chaleis to be chal from today. So look, the Kesef Mishnah, but when it comes to Gittin, there's a gavaldig kasha on that lumdus. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin that Chazal were misaking, that every get has to have a zman. Why? Either because Rav Yechanan says Misham Yechap Abasachayse and Rish Lakish says Misham Peiris, but either way, there's a takonas chachamim that when you write a get, it has to have a zman. So that means the Pnei Yeshua asks this kasha on Rashi. Rashi in Gittin on Daf Ayin Beis, the first time the Gemara introduces. So Rashi says, because it's muchach, because otherwise why would he write his man? So the Pnei Yeshua asks this kasha. He says, what do you mean why would he write his man? He's talking over there about a get. Why would he write his man? Because all of a sudden they have to write his man. So over there, some mafreshim give a teretz that the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin, although it says that there's a takana, they have to write his man, but it's very makel in how you makayim that takana. And it allows you to write just the week, and it allows you to write just the month, and it allows you to write just the year, and it allows you to write just the cycle of Shemitah. So although you have to write a Zman, but you could be Mekayim that with a very, very approximate Zman. So if a person writes a more specific Zman, so we can make this judgment of why did he write it, it must be that it's coming like Chiechlop. That's what they say to be Metaritz the Rashi in Gittin. But the Kesef Mishnah says that Alpi Pashtos, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean, Zman Shoshana Mechir Chalav? If there's a Takanas Chacham that you have to write the Zman, how could the Zman be Mechir anything? Zok the case of Mishnah. Because of that Hechacha, the Rambam decided that we paskin only like Rabbi Yossi by Shtari Mamon, where there is no Takanas Chacham that you have to write a Zman. So there, the Lomdus that the Rashbam says, the Idloi Tei Mahachi, Zman Shenichtav Vishtav Lama Nichtav, is Taka a good Lomdus. Ashenkin by get, where you'd have the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that what do you mean, why did he write it? He had to write it because it's Takar Shacham. So over there, the Rambam Taka Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi.
Now we go on to the Gemara on Amud Beis, which brings the Machlekes of Yechanan and Rish Lakish about Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Aguf, or Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf. And the Gemara says that the nafkamina is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the kinyan peiros is kinyan haguf. So in the case of the Mishnah where the father gave the son a kinyan haguf today, and he retained for himself the kinyan peiros until he died, so if the son sells his chelek, then Zekter Yechanan, if it's after it's machar habein b'chayei av, then it's meis habein b'chayei av. If the son ends up dying, then Rabbi Yechanan holds like kanon lekeach, even though according to Rish Lakish, since kinyan peiros lavka kinyan haguf, so the one that owns the kinyan haguf has something real. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, the kinyan peiros kinyan haguf, that means that it really all belongs to the father. The son who has just a kinyan haguf doesn't really have much of anything, and therefore what he sold is not his to sell. Like the Rashbam says, ki zavin lavdidei kazavin. What he sold wasn't really his. So the Pasha Pshan of the Gemara seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the kinyan peiros kinyan haguf, that means that the one who has just the kinyan haguf really has nothing. But I would say there's a big kash on the Gemara, because Rabbi Yechanan only says that the mechir is not chal if the son dies b'chayei ha'av. But if the son doesn't die, if the son makes a mechira, and then the father dies first, while the son is still alive, then it's mefurish in the Mishnah that the lekeach is kaina. After the father dies, the lekeach gets the field. Now, if we just said that the one that has the kinyan haguf, according to Rabbi Yechanan, really has nothing, and ki kazavin lavdidei kazavin, so why is it totally on whether the son died first or the father died first? Even if the father died first and the son is still alive, but still at the time that he sold it, it's lavdidei kazavin. All the Rishonim ask this kash. The Rishonim are maisif to Lamashal Tosfos and Yevamos. When they ask this kasha, Tosfos and Yevamos of Lamed Vav this kasha, and in speaking out and explaining the kasha, he stells suit to the case of Mashi Irish Me'abed Machorlach. If somebody says, "I'm going to sell you what I will inherit from my father," so the halacha is that's davar shloi b'la'ilam, and the mechir is not chal. So his kasha is according to Rabbi Yechanan. If we take Rabbi Yechanan Kepshutai, the Kikazavan Lavdidei Kazavan, that the person that has a kinyan haguf only doesn't really have any bailus. So if he doesn't have any really bailus, he shouldn't be able to sell anything. So even if he doesn't die, the Maisa, his mechira shouldn't be chal. So why do we say that when the father dies first and the son is still alive, then the mechira is chal? What did he have to sell? So like I said, Taisa in Yavamis says kasha ayin sham. The emes is that Rashi over there in Yavamis Taflam Adav also is merames to the kasha. And it is merames to a teretz, to a mahalach in the kasha. And none of the mahalachim really are straightforward or simple to say over. Each vert over here is something that really requires a limud bi'iyun. There are discussions in the achreinim to explain every mahalach in the rishenim. I'm going to try to give over, at least be'erech, one of the mahalachim in the rishenim. The Ramban over here talks about this kasha. Again, he asks, according to Rabbi Yechanan, if the son who has just a kinyan haguf doesn't really have, that's not considered real bailus, so why is it only not chal if the son dies first? Even if the father dies first, it shouldn't be chal, just like mash irish me abba macholach isn't chal. So zok the Ramban, that first we have to be makdim a different kasha. He says, because if we explain the taich of kinyan peiros kinyan haguf, like I was saying over before, that it means that really the one who has just a kinyan haguf doesn't really have anything. Lavdidei kazavin. It's not really his to sell because just a kinyan haguf is really nothing. So then what does it mean when we said on Amun Aleph that the father is giving to the son guf mehayoyim uperi lachar misa? In that Gemara it's mefurish that something is being chal today. The whole reason why it's better than a lachar misa is because he's giving the guf mehayim in the kinyan and the peiros lachar misa. If the guf is garnished verit, it doesn't really count as anything, so he's not giving him anything today. So then it's a blaib of matan lachar misa, which is not chal. So al kerchach, even Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold that having a kinyan and guf is the same thing as having nothing. So what's the pshat? So zok the Ramban, that when a person has a partial kinyan, a kinyan haguf, which by itself isn't really considered bailus, but it's something that could grow into a bailus. If the kinyan peiros will become mitzuruf to the kinyan aguf, it'll grow into a bailus. When somebody has such a thing, something less than a real bailus, but it could grow into a bailus, then the way we look at it is as follows. We say, let's wait and see what happens. If it grows into a full bailus, then it's nisgala limafreya, that what he had was a real bailus. But if it stays the way it is, and it never grows into a full-fledged bailus,
then we say that l'mafreya, it really wasn't anything. It really wasn't a full bialis. In other words, a partial bialis can't stay just the way it is. It can't stay just a partial bialis, just a zechus. It has to either become completed or disappear. So if the father dies first, and then the son yarshins the kinyan peiris, the son receives from the father the kinyan peiris, so his kinyan aguf became completed, so then we say l'mafreya, the kinyan aguf was a real kinyan. But if the son dies first, so he never receives the kinyan peiris, so all he had was the kinyan aguf, so then we say l'mafreya, that it disappeared, that what he had wasn't really anything, and ki kazavan lav didei kazavan. So yes, taka, like the Rashbam said, the reason why the kinyan is not chal is because ki kazavan lav didei kazavan, what he has is not a real bialis. But it's only if it's nezgala, ultimately, that he never gets the kinyan peiris, then we say that what he had was not a real bialis. But if it'll be nezgala, ultimately, that he's going to get a complete bialis, then l'mafreya will say that what he had was a real kinyan. The emes is that in the Rashbam also, there's a remes to this. In the Rashbam, take a look in the Dibur Masel, kinyan peiris. The Rashbam says, kinyan peiris, yishel av kilu aguf kanu ilai dami. And here's the key word, Ella almanas de asuliyade. So the Achrenim point out that this lashon of almanas, which indicates some kind of a tnai, even though we don't mean that anybody's speaking out a tnai over here, but the Rashbam is indicating is that there's something that's supposed to be nizgala later on, what was the case l'mafreya, that he's able to make the mechira almanas that'll be asuliyade. If it'll be asuliyade, then he had something to sell. So what happens later on is megala l'mafreya, the status or the nature of the bialis that he has now at the beginning. So this is the Ramban's mahalach in why there's a difference between meisabein b'chayei av or loy meisabein b'chayei av. But what it doesn't address, what l'chayei leaves unanswered, is that here he's saying that if the son Taka dies first, and his kinyan never becomes a full-fledged kinyan, so then we say lav didei kazavin, that he never really had a kinyan to begin with, and that's supposed to explain why if he sells it, the mechira is not a good mechira. But the problem is that even in that scenario where the son dies first, it's only if he sells it that we say that the mechira is not a good mechira. But if he doesn't sell it, and the son who died first, he died without selling it, and then the father dies, then where does the tzedek go? So it's mefurish in the Rashbam that it goes to the yershim of the son. And this is not the case where there's machlekes, the Rashbam and Taisus does, the Rashbam says the yershay ha'av, and Taisus quotes the Rivam who says the yershay ha'bein. That's in the case where the son did sell it, and the mechir is not chal, so then who does it go to? But if the son never sold it, then it's pashut that it goes to the Yerushei Habein. Frektiv Shimon Shkop, Akash on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, that if it's Meis Habein Mechai Ha'av, so the Ben never gets the Kinyan Peiris. It's Nizgal Lamafreya that the Kinyan that he had wasn't really anything, Lav Didei, like the Rashbam called it. So then why does it ultimately go to his Yerushim? It should go to the Yerushei Ha'av. He never had anything. True, the father gave him a kinyan aguf, but a kinyan aguf that never gets completed is paka. It disappears. L'mafreya, he never had a kinyan. So why does it go to his yarshim in the event that he doesn't sell it? So Reb Shimon, in the Bereches HaKinyonim, Perek Yud Gimel, explains, he adds a step to explain this mahalach of the Ramban. He says, that which the Ramban says that if it's meis habein b'chayei ha'av, the reason why the kinyan is not chal is because, or the mechir is not chal is because then lav didei kazavin. It's not the pshat because that mechira is never, the kinyan of the son is never going to become completed. Eventually, it'll become completed. Because even if the son dies first, but it could become completed after he dies also. Bekever, he could be kain and bekever. When his father dies, it'll go to the son, and then the kinyan will become completed, even bekever. Like we find elsewhere, the inyan of mishmush benachla, that somebody could be kinyan, la'achar misa, le'inyan, that he could be mayrish, he could give it over to somebody else. So really, the l'mafreya, we could always say that his kinyan was a good kinyan, because it'll be nigmar, even if it's not nigmar v'chayev, it'll be nigmar v'kever. So why then did we say that if he sold it,
Rabbi Yechon holds a loik on like heyach. And the Ramban had explained that the reason is because his kinyan never became nigmar. I were saying now, but ultimately it'll be nigmar by this, the son will be kinyan be kever. So why doesn't that make the mechir be nigmar? So Dr. Shimon, because since the son died before the father, so true, the son could be kinyan be kever, but since the son was already dead, so whatever zechus he had, he was already meirish to his yershim. Then when the father dies, and the kinyan pays in the sreikin to the son, and we say that the kinyan and the son is nigmar, the zechus that he had, which is now becoming nigmar, is already by his yershim. Then we want to say that, oh, but since it's nigmar, sinalama freya, it was really his to sell. So it should go to the lekeach. But since it has to go through the yershim, so then we bring in the gemara in the Afkuf Lamigimel that says, Yerusha in la hefsek. That once it comes to the yershim, it can never be taken away from the yershim. And since in order for this kinyan to be nigmar, it's nigmar by whom? Only by the yershim. So therefore the din of Yerusha in la hefsek prevents it from going to the lekeach. But in the case where he didn't sell it, so then the Yarshim were able to Yarshin it because the son is kind of a kever and is able to be Meirish the Zchus that he has to his Yarshim, even though he died B'chai Ha'av, but he's able to be Meirish his Zchus to his Yarshim. And then when the father dies, the Kinyan pays in the Sreikin to the Yarshim, and the Kinyan is Nigmar. And then we say that the Mafreya, the Kinyan of the son, really was a good Kinyan because ultimately it gets completed. So it was a good Kinyan. Like the Ramban says, that if ultimately it gets completed, so the Mafreya, that means it was a good Kinyan. So even though it was Mesa Ben Mechayav, but ultimately it does get completed because he's Koinim Bekever Le'inyan to be married to his children. But that doesn't help Nachamal to Le'inyan that the Mechira should be Chal, because since it has to go via his Yarshim, so then we have the Chasaran of Yerusha in Lehefsek. The Gemara next goes on to another Nafkamina between Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, Le'inyan Bikurim. The Gemara says that according to Rish Lakish, the Kinyan Peiris, Lav Kinyan Aguf. So if somebody has only a kinyan peiros, if somebody buys a field during Bizman Shah Yevil Noyeg, so the field is eventually going to go back, so he's only using it temporarily, he has a kinyan peiros and not a kinyan aguf. So according to Rish Lakish, that means that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, he'd be maybe ve'ene kayrei. He can't read the parasha of the mitzvah of Bikurim where it says, ha'adam ha'shon asat toli, because he doesn't really have a complete kinyan. Now, Tosfos in the Ramaschal, maybe ve'ene kayrei, says that this din that he's maybe but any kayre, avada, that chiluk is not a chiluk deraisa. Because mi deraisa, it's one or the other. Either you're a bailam or you're not a bailam. If Rish Lakish holds kinyan peiros, lav ki kinyan aguf, and he's not considered a bailam, it's not called a adama shon asatali, so then he's not chayav and bikurim altogether. So that which Rish Lakish says that he's maybe is only a takana derabanan that he has to be maybe. But mi deraisa, the same way that he's any kayre, he's also any maybe. But Rashbam holds that no, the din da'iraisa is nischalik between the chi of hava and the chi of kriya. The Rashbam says it's two different psukim. When it comes to the chi of hava, where it says shartavi me artzacha, so the kinyan peiros of Rish Lakish is enough to call it me artzacha that he should be chayiv in the mitzvah of bikurim. Just when it comes to the mitzvah of mikur bikurim, where it says adam asher nasatali, that requires a higher level, and there the kinyan peiros according to Rish Lakish is not good enough. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph says, a nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rashbam, when it comes to Bikurim, it's not so poshut for the Chachamim to be Mesakin that a person should bring Bikurim midrabanan. Because Bikurim are brought into the Beis HaMikdash. And just like when it comes to bringing a Kurban, you can't bring a Kurban midrabanan. If it's not a real Kurban, if midaraisa it's Chulin, then there's an Aveira of bringing a Chulin la'azara. So why do you have to be Makdash it before you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? So when it comes to Bikurim also, if a person brings something that really isn't Bikurim, and he brings it into the Beis HaMikdash to do the mitzvah of Bikurim, he'd be over the Isser of being maybe Chulun La'azara. So according to the Rashbam, over here, Yichayev Midei Raisa in Havas Bikurim is so good, he brings the Bikurim. But according to Tosfos, that Midei Raisa, he's Pater altogether from Bikurim. So Zaktan Menches Chinuch, that which Tosfos says that midrabanan he brings it, that means that midrabanan he has to be makdish the peiros, and then he could bring it. According to the Rashbam, there's no need for that. According to Tosfos, you'd have to be makdish the peiros first. Al Kaponim Taisus Tain is against the Rashbam that Mehech Taisi that the Din Shemim is Chalik. That Maman of Shach either he is a Bailim or he's not a Bailim. If Rish Lakish holds that he's not considered a Bailim, if he's not a Bailim L'inyin or Adam Ashur Nasatali, he also shouldn't be considered a Bailim L'inyin Ashur Tavim Me'aratzecha. So the Ksesachoshin and Simulation in Zayin Eis Gimel addresses this. In the end of the shtickle, there's two halves to that shtickle. The end of the shtickle, he takes up this Rashbam. And he says, he wants to explain this Rashbam behektim or yisayid of the Rambam. Because he says that when a person buys a field of Zman Shayyevel Noyeg, it's true the Gemara calls it a Kinyan Peiris. But it's not really the same as the Kinyan Peiris, like in the previous case where a father gave a matana to a son, La'achar Misa, Me'ayim La'achar Misa, where he retained only a Kinyan Peiris. Because he says there's a Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perakhov Gimel Halacha Hei, where the Rambam says, Alom de Shavart, it's like the Rambam, Mahefrish Yesh, Ben Amecha Karka Lizman Kotzov, Uvein Hamakne Oisei Lepeirisov. The Rambam says there's a chiluk between a kinyan lepeiris and a kinyan lezman. And the Rambam goes on to explain, because if a person is kinyan lepeiris, so even though Avada for the whole time that he's eich in the peiris, so he controls the whole field, he occupies the field, he takes all the peiris from the field, but since he doesn't have a kinyan haguf in the field, like the Rambam, in a yochil leshanis tsuras hakarka, v'lo yaharis v'lo yivne. He's not allowed to make any changes to the actual guf of the karka. He can't build, he can't take apart things that are on the karka. He uses the karka in the crops, but he has to take it in the form that it's in. But if somebody is koinin lizman, even though it's only lizman, it's temporary, he's going to give it back. But since for now he owns it, like the Rambam, hu boine v'hu hayres v'oise b'kol zmanay hakotzov k'moish she'oise hakoine kinyan oilam. If a person buys something for a year, during that year, he could have complete control, even to the point of changing the tzur of the karka, just as if he had bought it la'ilam. So the Rambam says that there's a difference between a kinyan peiris and a kinyan lezman. Zot the ksais. When we talk about somebody that buys land bezman shehayevel noyeg, so which category does that fall into? It's true, Rish Lakish calls it a kinyan peiris. Zaklik says Rish Lakish is using the term loosely. Rish Lakish is calling both of these categories a kinyan peiris, and both of them are not quite kinyan haguf, but they don't have exactly the same din as each other either, because the Ksais brings from a Ravid. The Ravid over there on that Rambam indicates that when somebody buys land with Zman Shehayevel Noyeg, he has this second din that the Rambam says, that he's allowed to change the tzur of the karka. He's allowed to build things on the karka for the time that he has it until Yovel. Which means that when the Rambam makes this chiluk between the ordinary kinyan peiris and a kinyan lezman, based on this ravid, we could say that someone that buys land bezman shehayevel noyeg is in the second category. It's a kinyan lezman. It's not an ordinary kinyan peiris. It's still true that according to that, there's a machlekes or shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan, even on this category, where shlokish says it's not kinyan haguf dami, but it's more than an ordinary kinyan peiris. That's what the Ksais is medayik from this Rambam. So that's the first Hakdama, the Rambam and Halchas Mechira. Then Zak the Ksais, now I want to be with Sarif, an old Meir Makam of mine, and that's the Tshuva of Revigdor Katz. Revigdor Katz, Revigdor Kain Tzedek, was a Ben Deire of the Rush, who was also a correspondent with the Rush. And there's in the Tshuva's HaRush, there's a Masu Matam between the Rush and Revigdor Kain Tzedek, which the Ksais had brought down earlier in Simon Reshmam Aleph, a very well-known shtickle in the Ksais HaChayshin, where the Ksais HaChayshin clears a hakira about a matana manas lahachzir, when a person gives a matana to somebody else, a manas lahachzir. And the Gemara says that that's called lochem, for the makabel hamatana, and he could be yaitzei lulav and esrog like that. Does it have to be given as a matana gemura, and then to be mekayim that tonight the makabel has to be makna it back? Or could he give it as a matana lizman? The Ksais had said misvara. The Ksais was arguing that you could give it as a matana lizman. If you say that I'm giving it to you for 10 minutes, so then for those 10 minutes it belongs to him. But the Ksais said, but then he saw that in Rishonim, like in the Rush said, no, if you give it as a matana lizman, that's the same thing as a Sheila. That's just lending it to him. If you want to make it lachem, you have to give it as a matana gemura, with a tenai that he give it back, but in order to be mekayim that tenai, he needs a new maisa kinyan to give it back. And then Zek the Ksais, that Avada, he would have given in because he's not going to go argue on a rush, and also on a Ritva he brings down that had said not like him. He said, Ad Shematsasi Tanadim Asayeli. And he refers to this Rav Avigdor Katz that's brought down in the Tshuvas HaRash, where Rav Avigdor Katz said, just like the Ksais, that you don't have to be Makne and Hakno Gamur, you could give it to him here, it's yours for 10 minutes. And Rav Avigdor Katz said, because a Matana Lizman is considered Lachem. It's not the same as a Sheila. A Sheila, you're just giving him usage, but there's such a thing as giving a Kinyan Haguf Lizman. And that works for Lachem. So now, Zaktik says, so we have Erishtins, the Rambam had said that there's a difference between an ordinary Kinyan Peiris and a Kinyan Haguf Lizman. Tzveitins, we had a Diak in the Ravid that when somebody buys land, Bizman Shayevel Noyig, how do we describe that? Since the Ravid says he's allowed to be Bainu Vahayres, so based on the Chilak of the Rambam, that means it's a Kinyan Haguf Lizman. And the third Hakdama is according to this tshuva, Rav Avigdor Kain said that if somebody buys a kinyan, if somebody has a kinyan aguf lizman, that's called lachem. That's considered real bailus lagav mitzvah deraisa. Mele zok teksois. So now it's not shver on the Rashbam. How could the Rashbam say that according to Rish Lakish, even though kinyan peris lavka kinyan aguf, but he's still chayv mi deraisa bikurim, it's called asher tov mi aratzacha? Because since what he has, true, it's not quite kinyan aguf. Like it is according to Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish still says his sheet of Kinyan Peiris Lafka Kinyan Aguf, but he doesn't mean like the Kinyan Peiris of a Meicher, HaKosev Nechasel of Noi Mehayim Ulachar Misa. He means this kind of a Kinyan Aguf, this man where the Makabel, the Lekeach, has the Schus to be Bainu Vahiris Vaisib Baikir Tseine, just like somebody who's Kaina a Kinyan Aylam. And that is considered lachem, Rav Avigdor Kain Tzedek said, le'inyin in the midst of luluv. So it's not surprising then that it should also be considered me'aratzecha le'inyin in the midst of bikurim. It's enough bailus to be considered yours l'gabe mitzvahs. So that's why Zek the Rashbam, he's maybe midei raisi. You don't have to be makdash it before you bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. It's real bikurim. Narvas, l'gabe mikur bikurim, over there, since there's an extra expression of the Torah of Asher Nasatali indicates a stronger Amatana Gemura, that indicates a more complete Kinyan. So there we say that since Seif Kol Seif, according to Rish Lakish, it's not Kinyan HaGuf Dami, so he's Einin Koyrei. But that which is maybe the Rashbam holds is a Din Dei Raisa, because what he has is considered a real Bailes Men HaTorah. I'd be moisif to this, even though it's not so negay the pshat over here in our sugya, but it's a geshmak a shtickle on a well-known shtickle raid. There's a yeduah de ketzlach, and psachim daf ches, the gemara, and psachim daf ches, and beiz, learns from the pasuk of alayach minisha es artzicha, that mishein le karka be'eris yisrael is patum in hori iya, the mitzvah of riyah, the mitzvah of liyah, the regal, it's only for somebody that owns karka in eris yisrael, because it says alayach minisha es artzicha, you need to have artzicha in order to be chayim in the mitzvah of aliyah, the regal. Frek the tzlach akasha, if you have to own karka in Eretz Yisrael, then if your whole kinyan peiris lafka kinyan aguf, it'll come out that a ger will never be chayim in the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Because a ger, he can't be, he wasn't part of the original chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, so he can only have karka if he bought it. But if you buy it, it's going to go back when Yovel comes, so it's only a kinyan peiris. And according to Rish Lakish, a kinyan peiris lafka kinyan aguf, so a ger will never have a real bailus to be mekayim the layach minishas artzicha. He'll never be chayiv in riyah. Now imi shimha, it's not nishkin grace akasha. Fine, so maybe a ger is hakanach chayiv in the mitzvah of riyah. The problem is zok the tzlach, but the gemara learns that dinim between riyah and hakel. Those two mitzvahs are compared to each other, and the gemara never asks a pircha mala hakel shekein chayiv by ger. Vice states that whoever's pater from riyah is also pater from hakel. So if it's true that a ger is pater from re'iyah, a ger would also be pater from hakel. Problem is, but over there there's already a beferish pasuk in the Torah, where the Torah describes the mitzvah of hakel, it includes a ger also. So in fact, the tzlach, how could it be then that there's a patur misha'in like karka, that pater from re'iyah, if he's pater from re'iyah, he's also pater from hakel. If anybody that doesn't really own karka is pater, that would mean that a ger is always going to be pater according to Rish Lakish, like in your peris, lafak, in your nagu, then it's going to come out that a ger is pater from hakel. As I fact, tzlach, psachim daf ches, the same kash as esfah the shagas aryeh in the Turei Evan on Chagiga daf gimel, the tzlach over there has more of a shtukal teri. He says that everybody wonders why the Rambam doesn't bring down that halacha of the Gemara. Psachim the Misha in the Kakar Potam and Ari'i. It's a stomach of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have a machlekes, and yet the Rambam doesn't bring it down. This is a yishuv for why the Rambam was madchil the Gemara. But al kopanim that's lach and the Shagasari consider it a kash on the Gemara. Comes along of Yitzv Shoel Natanson. Shoel Tshuva Shoel Meishiv Chelik Aleph. Tshuva Chaf Aleph. And he says that according to the Rashbam and Arsugya, in Hascholol Likushyasam. The kasha doesn't start. Because it comes out that even according to Rish Lakish, the kinyan peiros lafka kinyan aguf, that doesn't mean that it's not considered bailes le'inyan mitzvahs. It's considered bailes le'inyan the mitzvah of Esrig. It's called lachem, like the Ksai said, because you have this chus to be b'ayin of ahayres, that means it's more than a stomach kinyan peiros. It's a kinyan lezman, and a kinyan lezman, Rav Avigdor Kain Tzedek said, is enough to be considered lachem. Or it's also enough of a bailes to be chayim in the mitzvah of bikurim. If it's enough to be chayiv in the mitzvah of havaas bikurim, so why shouldn't it also be chayiv enough to be chayiv in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel to qualify for layach minishes artzicha? There's a tanai that you need an artzicha. So that's like the pasuk that we have by bikurim. There's ashatovi me artzicha. There's a tanai that it has to be called artzicha. The Rashbam holds that this kinyan peiros l'Rish Lakish qualifies for the pasuk of artzicha. Just as a special din in mikra bikurim, because it's just it says ashana satali over there, kinyan peiros doesn't qualify. But for the din of me'artzecha, the kinyan peiros of hakoyin b'zman shayevel neig qualifies for asher tavi me'artzecha. If it qualifies for asher tavi me'artzecha, it should also be enough for layachmid ish es artzecha. Me'melam the ger wouldn't be chayim in the mitzvah of re'iyah, and he wouldn't be chayim in the mitzvah of hakel. And with that, there's no kasha on the kasha of the tzlach and the shagas ari on that gemara is not shver.
Now let's bring in one more inyan. We mentioned already that the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav says that even though usually in any machlek is Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara says Bar Mehani Tzlas, there are three exceptions, and one of the three exceptions is this machlek is by Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf. Over there we pass in like Rosh Lakish that Kinyan Peiros is Lav Kinyan Aguf. Now the Gemara in Gittin Daf Hamches is a very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Yi Lav the Kamar of Yochanan Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf. The Gemara says that for Rabbi Yochanan, it's a good thing that he holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf, because if he wouldn't hold that way, meaning he would find himself in an impossible situation. Why? Because there's a shaila about Achen Shechilku. Every time the two brothers divide a Yerusha, there's a machlek is whether we consider Yerushim Haim. That is Nizbara, that the chilek that each one takes is really the chilek that came to him from his father. Or, Lekuches Hain, that really, from their father, each one is a Yerish on the entire Nachla. And that which they divided is really like each one is selling to the other the chilek that he has in one side. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Lekuches Hain, that they really considered buyers, meaning Reuben and Shimon divided Yerusha. Reuben takes the east side and Shimon takes the west side. Reuben is really buying from Shimon, Shimon's chelik in the east side, and Shimon is really buying from Reuben, Reuben's chelik in the west side. Now, if they're lekuchais, and you hold like Rish Lakish that kinyan peiros lav kinyan aguf, so bezman shayovel noig, some of that buys a sud bezman shayovel noig is maybe ve'ene kore, then it would come out that loy mishkachas maisi bikurim elachad barchad ad Yeshua ben Nun. How would you ever have the full mitzvah of Bikurim with being maybe Vikayre? Once two brothers divided in Nachla, so now they're Lekuchais, and some they were like Karaka of Azman Shayevel Noyeg, so then they would be maybe Vikayre. Who would ever be maybe Vikayre? Only somebody who's a single son, the son of a single son, the son of a single son, going back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. That's an impossible position to hold, that under ordinary circumstances, nobody ever does the mitzvah of Bikurim. Memela Zakti Gemara. It's lucky for Rabbi Yochanan that he holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf Dami, because otherwise he'll matter Yadav Ragav Beveis HaMedrash. So there's a very famous kasha that Tosfos asks and get in Daf Mem Ches Frek Tosfos, but what about us, Ladidan, that we hold, the Gemara essentially is saying that Rabbi Yochanan is lucky that he had these two positions together. If you hold Achen Shechilku L'Kuchetein, you better hold Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguf Dami. But the problem is that we do hold Achen Shechilku L'Kuchetein. In that machlekes, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, like the usual rule that we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So we paskin Achen Shechilku L'Kuchetein, But the Gemara said in Yevamos that we paskin like Rish Lakish, that Kenyan Peres love Kenyan Aguftami. So now, once two brothers divided in Achla, so nobody has a real bialis. It's like somebody that buys a field of Zman Shayev al Noyeg, he has only a Kenyan Peres. We hold like Rish Lakish that Kenyan Peres is Lavka Kenyan Aguft, so you'd be maybe the Ene Kere. So whoever does the full mitzvah of Bikurim, it's Le Mishkachas Ladam Aisi Bikurim El Chad Bar Chad Adya Yishuv Ben Nun. So for Akhtay says, how are we being Maitzia Deinu Veragleinu Beveis HaMedrash? That's the famous Kasha of Taisus and Gittin Daf Memches. Taisus over there answers that maybe that which the Gemara in Yevamos says, that the Halach is like Rish Lakish, means Dafka in the case that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish argued about at the top of the Amun, the case of our Mishnah, that Av, that's Kosev Nechasov of Noi, Mehayom Lachar Misa, and over there, where he's being Makna, the Guf Mehayom and the Paris Lachar Misa, that Kinyan Paris of the Av, Rish Lakish holds, is Lav Kinyan Aguf, because of the Svara that our Gemara says in the Tzrichasa, that Abba Lagabe Brei Achuli Machal, that when a father is giving to his son, he gives more generously than most people. So the Kinyan Paris of the father, that's not Kinyan Aguf. He means to be giving his son in such a way that he's not to, his kinyan shouldn't interfere with and shouldn't override his son's kinyan. So it's dafka b'chiyai gavna that Rish Lakish says, or that we paskin like Rish Lakish, that kinyan peres is lavka kinyan aguf. But in any other situation, if one person sells a field to another person, guf mehayim and peres lachar misu, guf mehayim and peres lachar asmshana, and the meicher retains the kinyan peres, that kinyan peres, Rabbi Yechanan would agree to, Rish Lakish, in that Kenyan Paris, we would paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kenyan Paris is a Kenyan Aguf, and that's how he'd be Ma'isi Bikurim. Now again, Tosis is not saying that Rish Lakish only says it in that one situation, because Leviathan's Mefurish in the Gemara makes it Tzrichas, so Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan argue in all the cases, but Tosis is saying that that which the Gemara in Yevamos paskin like Rish Lakish, that we hold Kenyan Paris lavka Kenyan Aguf, would only be in the case of the Av Shemachan Achasel Avnai. That's the kasha and the teretz of Tosfos in Gittin Daf Memches. The same shtickle that we were quoting from before, but this is the first half of the shtickle. The Chayshin brings down the Tosfos and says it's a nice teretz if you hold that way. But Lamaisa, the stimus of most poiskim indicates not like that. The stimus of most poiskim that we paskin like Rish Lakish that Kinyan Peres Lafka Kinyan Aguf. In a regular case, if somebody that sells a field to somebody else Guf Mehayoyim and Peres Laachar Zman. That Meicher's Kenyan Perish Rish Lakish holds as Lavka Kenyan Aguf. And Lav Dafka in the case of the Av Shemachil of Noi. True, the Gemara mentions the Svar that Av Lagabi Binoi Machuli Mach, but the Gemara mentions it only Lagabi Yitzvichasa. But we don't find in any of the other Rishonim that Svar makes a Nafkamina La Halacha that we only paskin like Rish Lakish in the case of a Av and a Ben. Zaklik says, he has different teretz to the Kasha of Tosfos. To how are we matzinu yadeinu v'raglenu b'beis hamedrash? And he says that it's based on the Rambam and the Ravid that I was saying over before. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, in Perek Hey of Hilchas Mechira Halacha Chav Gimel, where the Rambam had said, in Perek Chav Gimel of Hilchas Mechira Halacha Hey, where the Rambam had said that there's a difference between a Kenyan Peiris and a Kenyan Lizman, that if someone has a Kenyan Peiris, then he can take what grows from the field, but he can't be Mishana the Tzur of the field, to be Baina, to be Hayres. But if someone has a Kenyan Lizman, that's a Kenyan Aguf, Le'inyan, that he could be Baina and he could be Hayres, but at the end of the time, he has to give back the field. And the Ravid over there says that someone who buys a field is Man Shayyavel Noyeg, even though the field taka has to go back. But he also has this halacha, that he's allowed to be Baina Vahayres, so that means that somebody that buys a field is Man Shayyavel Noyeg, that's not a Kenyan, an ordinary Kenyan Peiris. That's what we would call a Kenyan Lizman. So that which we say that we paskin like Rish Lakish, that Kenyan Peiris, Kenyan Peiris, Lav Kenyan Aguftami, that means whenever it's an ordinary Kenyan Peiris. But this higher type of Kenyan Peiris, which true, the Gemara also calls a Kenyan Peiris relative to a full-fledged Kenyan, but it's really like the Rambam speaks out, different than a regular Kenyan Peiris. It's a Kenyan Haguf Lizman, so Hagam, that Rish Lakish Taka B'chi Hagavna also would say Kenyan Peiris Lav Kenyan Haguf, because Rish Lakish Taka is Mefurish, that he says that even Le'inyan, somebody that buys a field, Bezman Shayev El Noyeg,
But that which we passing like Rish Lakish, Zaktik says, we could be mechalik and say that it's not le'inyan, somebody that buys a field of Bezman Shayevel Noyeg, because that's more than a regular Kenyan Paris, that's a Kenyan Aguf Lezman. Now, even though now you may ask, so if the Kseis Siv Kol Seif is saying that we don't always paskin like Rish Lakish, we only partially paskin like Rish Lakish, so why is he any better than the Teretz of Tosfos? He's being mechalik differently than the Teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos was saying that even legabe the halacha, that someone who sells a field or gives a field to someone else, guf mehayim and peris la'achar misa, even within that halacha, we're mechalik between whether it's an avu ben or whether it's stam two strangers. That chiluk, the Kseis says, since the other Rishonim don't say it, we don't want to be makabal that chiluk. But what the Kseis is saying is that avad, when somebody divides up on his own the guf from the peiris and says, I'm making a kinyan on the guf mehayim and the peiris lachar zman, and that we're always going to pass on like Rish Lakish, the kinyan peiris lachar kinyan aguf. But in the other kind of a case, of somebody that buys a field stam, but it's zman shayev al noyeg, where it comes from a din in the Torah that goes back to Achar Zman, that's a whole different kind of a Kenyan Paris. And in that kind of a Kenyan Paris, we're not going to pass on like Rish Lakish, that is Lavka Kenyan Aguf. Over there, we're going to pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that it is Kenyan Aguf. Adkan is the verta of the Kseis HaChoshen. But there's really something important to be Maisif. Because a big step in the Kseis HaShtukal Torah was this Ravid. That on that which the Rambam was Machalik, that there's a difference between a Kenyan Paris versus a Kenyan Aguf Lizman. That in a kinyan aguf lezman, the lekeach, the koineh, has the right to be bain of a hayres. On that, the Ravid said, like by Yovel, when somebody buys a field, bezman shal Yovel noyeg, he has that din that he has the right to be bain and to be hayres. And the Mishnah Melech Eifen Art over there in Hilchas Mechira is ma'irer gavaldik akasha on the Ravid, that there's a Yerushalmi that says mefurish not like that. The Yerushalmi says, yachal, one might think, that when somebody buys a field with Mansha Yevil Noyik, that he has the right to be Bainan, to be Hayreis, Talmud Leimar Vishav Lachuzasai. The Yerushalmi learns from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vishav Lachuzasai, that Fakert, that you're not allowed to change the Tzur of the Karka at all when you buy a field with Mansha Yevil Noyik. So, Lachayr, it's a cash on the Ravid, and Mamela also would slug up the whole Shtukal Tire of the Kseis, because it would mean then that somebody that buys a field with Mansha Yevil Noyik wouldn't have this higher din that the Rambam calls a kinyan aguf lezman. Now the Mishnah Melech doesn't leave it as a kash on the Ravid, that the Ravid is upgeschlagen from the Yerushalmi. The Ravid knew the Yerushalmi. Zok the Mishnah Melech. Pshat on the Ravid is that when he says that you have the right to build on the land, bizman shayevel noyeg, he means if you have reshus from the Meicher. That as long as the Meicher gives permission when he sells the land to the Lekeach and he gives him permission that he could buy, that he could build on it, then he'll have the right to build on it. And that's all that the Ravid meant when he said that Bezman Shayev Alnoi gave the right to build on it. Now this, so the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Lamites, talks about our Inyan, and he points out that while it's a good Teretz for the Ravid, but it's not a Teretz for the Kseis, because now you can't use this Ravid as a step in the Shtukal Torah to say that the Kinyan Peiris of someone that buys a field Bezman Shayev Noyig is the higher kind, is the Rambam, is what the Rambam calls a Kinyan Aguf Lezman. Because for Kert Mitzad the Kinyan Shabbai, he's Takama Ukav. The other, he needs the other person's Bishus. That means that his Kinyan really doesn't allow him to be buying of a high race. His Kinyan is like the Kinyan of a Kinyan Peiris. That you can't be Mishana the Tzur of the field. It's only if he gets Rishus from the Baal Haguf that he's allowed to change the Tzur of the field. So from this Yerushalmi, then Lechayr it's a Kasha on the Kseis. But there's another halacha in Hilchis Yovel. That's what Mitzvah Shin Lametes is about, the halacha of Shav Lachuzasai, of lands going back to the owner of Yovel. And the Mechas Chinuch says there's a fascinating halacha, which is really an exception, a loophole, in the whole din of land going back with Mancha Yovel Noyeg. And that is that it's only if somebody sells a field stam, then it goes back by Yovel. But if he sells it for a certain amount of years, if you build into your mechira that it should be a mechira lezman, I'm selling it for a certain number of years, then it goes for that number of years, meaning, because since you're not selling litzmisus, the whole lav is that you can't sell litzmisus. So if you sell a piece of land, it's not litzmisus, it goes back by Yovel. But if you build into your mechira that you're not selling it litzmisus, so lemashal, even if it's longer than Yovel. So he says, if you sell it for 60 years, so then, even though it's going to pass a Yovel, but it doesn't go
doesn't go back in Yovel, because since you're not selling it with Smisas, it's not included in the halacha of Yovel. Dr. Meches Chanoch, and Avada, it's not limited to somebody sells it for 60 years. He says you could sell it for 2,000 years also. In effect, it's really a loophole that bypasses the whole din of Yovel. If somebody will set up the mechira that I'm selling it for a very long period of time, but there's a period of time that's built into the mechira, so it's not letzmisus, then there's no halacha of a shavala chuzasa. It doesn't go back to the original owner in Yovel. So although the teretz of the ksay said the way that the ksay said it, mechira doesn't work, because ordinary mechira b'zman shel Yovel naig taka is a kinyan peiros, a regular kinyan peiros. You can't be buying a peiros. But the teretz to lematzanu yadenu v'raglenu beveis hamedrash, how could there ever be somebody that's maybe bikurim? He says that's not shver. You could have a maybe bikurim, somebody that sells a piece of land, not that he sells it stam, but he sells a piece of land lizman, so then he's not bound by the halacha of yovel, so he doesn't have this din of v'shev lachuzasai. So then you could go back to the strickle tayer of the ksais, that even though Rish Lakish may have said that even b'chiyai gavne kinyan peiros is lavka kinyan aguf, but over here we would paskin that since this is the better kind of kinyan peiros, like the Rambam says, it's a kinyan aguf lizman, so there would be considered a kinyan aguf. Now, in the Chassam Sofer, on the other hand, he goes the other way with the kash of the Mishnah Melech. How could the Ravid say that you're allowed to be buying of a high race on the field in Yovel? Either Yerushalmi says Yochel that you could be buying of a high race Tamulim of a Shavalach with Zasai. So the Chassam Sofer says that La'olam Yitaka not allowed, but it's only Mishum the Isser Shabai that you're not allowed. Meaning the Yerushalmi is saying, the way the Yerushalmi starts off, Yochel, that it should be mutter, means taka like the svara of the Ravid, that mitzad the kinyan shabbat, you really have enough of a kinyan to be allowed, to be able to be vayin of a high race, but it's only because of the mitzvah, or the din isra, of a shavalach uzasai, let's call it the kedushas ha'aretz, shalei simachar letzmisus, that you're not allowed. But it's a din isra, it's not also the moment of Shabbat. The Chassam Sofer says that al-pizeh, he says you could give a different teretz to the kasha of the Taisus in Gittin, which is also the kasha of the Kseis HaChayshin, the way the Chassam Sofer says it is that you could answer that once we've established that it's only also isra Shabbat, but not mitzad the kinyan, so maybe the case of Achen Shechilku is different. Ayin Sham, the Chassam Sofer brings him a car from a Taisus, why the case of Achen Shechilku might be different, and over there you wouldn't have the Isser, and Mimela, the Achen Shechilku would taka be allowed to be Baina Vahires, be Meshana the Tsuris Hakarka, and Mimela, that Kenyan would be like the Kenyan Aguf Lizman, better than a regular Kenyan Paris, and over there we would paskin that it's Kenyan Aguf Dami. But in Rav Zimitrovsky's notes on the Kseis HaChayshan, he's ma'irer that using this, he said, the Chassam Sofer, you could really say more pashut to be miyashev the teretz of the Kseis himself. That even in the Niach, like the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to be buying of a high race. But if it's only als the din isr shabai that you're not allowed to be buying of a high race, but mitzad the kinyan you could be buying of a high race, so as far as hilchas kinyonim, you're enough of a bailim, so that wouldn't prevent you from being from the Mikra Bikurim. Meaning we won't paskin like Rish Lakish, like the Ksei said, that Lagabi Kaina Sad Bizman Shah Yevil Nayeg, over there we won't paskin like Rish Lakish, like Kenyan Pairs Lak Kenyan Guf. Over there we'll paskin as Kenyan Guf because it's a better Kenyan, because you combine the high race. The Mechatz Chinuch tainted, but it's Mefurish and Nishama that you can't be buying of a high race. But you could say, Enechanami, you can't Lamaisa be buying of a high race. But if Mitzad, the Din Kinyan Shaba, you could have been buying of a high race. So that's enough, Le'inyan, the Din of Mikra Bikurim, which is totally on Ashatavi Ma'artacha or Adam Asher Nasatali, that you have to have a real Bailus. So it's enough of a real Bailus that we would say, Le'gabi, the Bailus Alkapan, and the Kinyan Paris is Kinyan Aguf, and that's why you'd be able to be maybe Vikayre.
Now, I think it would be geschmack to add one more shtickle related to the inyan that we were just talking about, but a very different type of a shtickle Torah than we usually talk about. This is from the Sefer Meir Eini Chachamim from the Ostrov Tzereba on Parshas Vayeshev. It says in the pasuk that when Reuven came and didn't find Yosef in the bar, Reuven said, "Hayelad einenu va'ani ona aniva,"
And the Medrash there it says, on aniva b'maisa de bilha. So the kash is, what's the kesher between Yosef being gone and Reuven being distressed about the maisa de bilha? The Ashraf Sarebbe said as follows. We say that Reuven was over in Aveiru with Bilha because she was married to Yaakov, but the kasha is that Bilha couldn't have been an Eishes Ish, and she couldn't have been an Eishes Aviv because she was a Shifcha, and Kedushna and Tefis on a Shifcha. To that, the Teret says that since there's an Umduna in Adam Eisa Bilas of Bilas Nos, so we could assume that Yaakov Vinu was Meshachar her before he was Mekadeshar. But to that, that L'cher is Taloi on whether Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Dami or not. Yaakov Avinu, who was a Baal B'nichse Ishtai, he had only a Kinyan Peiris in the Shifcha Bilha. So we could say that Reuven held Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf, like we talk a Paskin, like we Shlakish. If Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf, then Yaakov wasn't able to be Meshachar Har, Memele, the Kedushim weren't Typhase, and therefore he was secure that he wasn't Oiver and Aver of Ivoracious Ish. The problem is, but if Reuven held Kinyan Peiris Lavka Kinyan Aguf, so then he's shver from Taisus is kasha, because since we hold that achen shachilku lekuches hein, so then leim v'shkachas the ma'ase bikurim alachad barachad ad Yeshua ben Nun. Now in the Gemara that's stated as a kasha, the leim v'shkachas the ma'ase bikurim alachad barachad, because how could that be? Because in the Gemara they knew from ma'ase b'chol yom that avada there were yidden that brought bikurim, even they weren't achad barachad ad Yeshua ben Nun. In the times of Reuven, such a kasha you couldn't ask. Maybe an achanami. Maybe that'll be the din, that lo mishkachas the ma'is bikurim el echad barachad. But in the times of Reuven, what you could ask is that, but even echad barachad will never be mishkachas, because we're the sons of Yaakov Avinu, and there's already 12 of us. If there's 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, that means they'll never in the whole future of Kaisel be echad barachad. Unless you say that no, it doesn't start from the times of the Avais, it only starts from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. If you don't say that Eretz Yisrael is Mechzekes B'Yadenu from the times of the Haftacha to Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael is considered Mechzekes B'Yadenu only from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so then Reuven could confidently assume that there'll be a mitzvah bikurim for Achad Barachad Ad Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah, then Zakta Ostrak Zerabba. But we mentioned before the Gemara Pesachim Dav Ches that Darshan Son the Pasuk of Al Yachmud Ish as Artzacha, that Samay Misha'in Le Karka in Eretz Yisrael is part of the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And when we might see the Taisus and Pesachim Daf Gimel, Nemzon, that the same way that one would be part of from Re'iyah, he'd also be part of from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And then the kasha is that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, we knew they brought a Karban Pesach, and Nachmer, even when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they brought a Karban Pesach. They hadn't come into Mitzrayim, they hadn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet, it was before the Kibush of Yeshua ben Nun, so they were in Lake Karka, so why were they Chayim in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? So, to that, you'll have to say, well, because Eretz Yisrael is Mechzek. So that the answer would be, because Eretz Yisrael is Mechzek as B'yadenu from the times of Avraham Avinu. So when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, the Yidden were in the Midbar, they already had bailus over Eretz Yisrael. But we just said that according to Reuven, who held that Kinyan Peiros is Lavka Kinyan Aguf. So he had to say that Eretz Yisrael is not Mechzek as B'yadenu from the times of Avraham Avinu, it's only from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So then, how could he explain how anybody was ever able to bring Karban Pesach before they went into Eretz Yisrael? So to that, he would have to say, because the Gemara over there, Pesachim Dav Ches, although there is one man, the Amr, that learns from Al-Yachman, which is Artzicha, the Halacha, like we said before, that Misha in the Karka is Pater from Re'iyah, but there's another drush in the Gemara, there's another man, the Amr, that learns from that Pasuk, Al-Yachman, which is Artzicha, Mikan, Sheshluchim Mitzvah, Inan Nizaykin. So the alternative for Reuven would be to darshan from the pasuk that shluchim mitzvah ein ani zaken. But then Reuven came to the bar, the hayalar einenu, and he saw that Yosef was gone. Even though Yosef was a shliach for his father, he was a shliach mitzvah, but something terrible had happened. So if hayalar einenu, so al kerchach shluchim mitzvah are ani zaken. It says layachminish esaretzecha. Al kerchach that pasuk is coming to say that misha ein lekarka is pata from Re'iyah, and if it's pata from Re'iyah, it's pata from Karban Pesach. I have Misha in the Karka, it's part of Karban Pesach, Karka in Eretz Yisrael, that is. So how could the Yidden in Mitzrayim with the Yidden in the Midbar bring a Karban Pesach? I didn't have Karka in Eretz Yisrael. It must be, because Eretz Yisrael is Murzekes B'yadenu M'mais Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So they did have Vailus on the Karka in Eretz Yisrael. But if Eretz Yisrael is Murzekes B'yadenu M'mais Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and Yaakov already had 12 sons, then there'll never be any such thing as a Chad Bar Chad. So how could you ever have a mitzvah of Bikurim if you hold Kinyan Peiros Lach Kinyan Aguf? Elamai, Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf. Like Rabbi Yechanan, if Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf, then Yaakov Avinu had the koyach to be Meshachar Bilhah and to be Mekadishar, and she was an Ashes Ish, and she was an Ashes Aviv, and to that Reuven said, Va'ani, ona ani vami maisa de Bilhah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.